From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Hungarian authorities have shut down Budapest's main train station, stranding hundreds of migrants, mostly from areas of the Middle East who are trying to travel on to Austria and Germany. Earlier in the day, hundreds tried to board a Vienna-bound train but were blocked by police. After being pushed out, the migrants congregated outside the station chanting "Freedom, Freedom" or "Germany, Germany." That's the preferred destination for many. When asked why officials had closed the station and stopped the flow of migrants, a Hungarian government spokesman said officials are trying to adhere to EU law. Under EU rules, migrants must seek asylum in the first country they enter. On Tuesday, German Chancellor Angela Merkel called on European countries to quickly come up with a joint asylum policy. She says, we agree that the EU Commission should define safe countries of origin and that registration centers be set up in Italy and Greece as part of an EU joint effort. The German leader spoke during a joint news conference with the Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy. The 28-member EU plans to hold emergency talks on the migrant issue September 14th. At least 19 African Union soldiers were killed in Somalia Tuesday in a car bombing and assault on their base by the militant group al-Shabaab. The death toll was provided by a high-ranking Somali official who tells VOA that a similar number of AU soldiers were apparently captured alive by the al-Qaeda-linked militants. You're listening to VOA News. Lebanese anti-government protesters stormed on Tuesday the Environment Ministry in the capital, Beirut. As we hear here, they are calling on the Environment Ministry, Mohamed Machouk, to resign, according to a witness speaking to Reuters. Lebanon has been hit by a series of protests against the government, ignited by a waste crisis in the country. The "You Stink" protest campaign, ignited by a waste crisis, has widened to reflect anger at widely perceived graft in the political class as the state's failure to provide basic services. A court in Thailand has found an Australian journalist and his Thai colleague not guilty of defamation over a report linking the Thai Navy to a human trafficking ring. Alan Morrison and Chutima Sadassian each faced up to 7 years in prison for a 2013 article. Speaking after the verdict was delivered, Morrison said he was pleased to have been exonerated.
This is a fantastic day for us to be free of the weight of this charge and these cases. And it's a great day for Thai justice as well. I mean, we believe that we were innocent, and the Thai justice system has said that that's the case.
Again, that is Australian journalist Alan Morrison. Japan marked Disaster Prevention Day today with nationwide earthquake drills involving school children, soldiers, and even the prime minister. The nation accounts for nearly 20% of the world's earthquakes above a magnitude 6. In western Tokyo, a large drill took place with 7,500 rescuers, helicopters, and even rescue dogs participating in mock rescue operations, simulating the aftermath of a magnitude 7.3 earthquake hitting the capital. This is Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. He spoke to rescuers during that drill. He says the government is continuously reviewing its disaster prevention master plan, and they're working on coordination. They also are working to effectively respond to large-scale disasters, such as a much-feared earthquake, which may happen directly into the Tokyo metropolitan area. Seismologists have been warning a major earthquake is due to hit Tokyo in the next few years, telling companies and individuals to be prepared for such an event. Global stock market sagged Tuesday as gloomy manufacturing data from China and weak investment figures in Japan augured further uncertainty for investors after a brutal August. Britain's FTSE 100 fell 2.0% in early trading to 6,121.63. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.